Blog Talk Radio.
In Bonn, Germany. I am here on Zambia Blog Talk Radio yet again, awaiting a lovely debate that is going to take place this evening. I think a lot of people are waiting to hear what is going to be said. We are going to be having two presidential candidates for the Zambia Association in Dallas-Fort Worth, and they'll be facing off in a live debate to sell their vision about the community. So this is the first kind of live debate that we've had or that I've also been a part of, and this promises to be very exciting. Mr. Nkama, unfortunately, still on the road, but he is on the line. Good evening from my side, Mr. Nkama.
Hi, Twambo. Good afternoon from Dallas, and thank you for redeeming me. This is an exciting day here in Dallas. We are all just jumping. That's why I let the Mulemena Boys song play so that we dance our way into the debate. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's great. I mean, I'm also excited to hear what the two presidential candidates are going to say. What is the Zambia Association, you know, in Dallas-Fort Worth? What is their goal? What is their vision? What are your thoughts? Exactly. I mean, you live in Dallas, so I think it's more exciting for you because you are part of this association and you want to see what they're going to bring forth.
Of course, you know, that's why I decided that we do a debate and just to hear from the two candidates. Two wonderful people, a wonderful lady, a very active, energetic gentleman, and I'm sure it's going to be exciting. It has drawn a lot of attention, actually. I wouldn't be exaggerating if I said worldwide, and other associations have indicated to me that they like the idea. They may probably do the same thing when they have their own elections. I told them, I said, just let me know, and we shall be on. I don't know if our two candidates have called in.
I can see Melody's number here. I'm searching for Peter's number so I can unmute his microphone. But could you just tell us a little bit about the two guests? We have Miss Melody Mwakalombe and Coach Peter Chitila, and those are the candidates. Melody, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We are
welcome,
very
Miss Melody.
Looking forward.
We're looking forward to this. Yeah.
I feel funny, but well. It is what it is.
you remember when we were talking, you said, you know, we live in America. This is the way they do things in American democracy.
I know, Wankama. I just wanted some entertainment. So here it is.
That's right. All right. Let's find Peter and start our discussion.
Okay.
I would just like to encourage Peter, if he is on the line, because I cannot see his number, if he could go ahead and press 1. On his keypad, that'll indicate to me that he is using a particular number, and I will unmute his line. So, So, Melody, I just wanted to ask you, how are you feeling about this live debate? Is this the first time you've done something like this? And, yeah, what are you hoping to achieve from this debate?
Yes, it is the first time that I've been put on spot like this. But it's not about achieving anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was asked for, and I'm going to do it. We just want a better Dallas. We've been through a lot of difficulties. And I just stood up and I said, okay, I see a few things that I can do. I know it's not possible to please everybody, but
mm-hmm.
if my intentions are good, I don't see why not.
Mm-hmm. And just, you know, a little bit of background information. For example, I don't live in Dallas. How long have you lived in Dallas?
I've lived in Dallas for 10 years now, going to 11.
Okay. Wow, you're really a local.
Yes, I am.
Excellent. We still don't have Peter?
No, I don't see his number, unfortunately.
Okay. We'll still wait. I was actually just talking to him not very long from now, and mm-hmm. he indicated to me that he was going to call in. And mm-hmm. Like Miss Melody has said, Twambo, actually the little background or history to our situation in Dallas is that I like the word she used. She said, we've been through a lot of things, we've been through many challenges, and every leadership makes its contribution, and they do what they have to do. And so it's an exciting moment that we're in Dallas, and we're looking forward to set pace and to set an example how to emerge from a very difficult and challenging situation as a community and just forge ahead and move along, you know, and still shake hands, look each mm-hmm. other into the face and, you know, and smile, and, you know, and everything else that mm-hmm. goes with it. Yeah, mm-hmm. so that's what we are looking forward to do. And it's going to be an exciting moment. You know what? I need to stop and deal with this situation because we cannot delay. This mm-hmm. event is time sensitive, and people have got things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because, we are ready to go.
Okay, I mean, I just have a question. How long has the Zambia Association of Dallas, how long has it been, you know, when did it start? How did it begin? Can somebody give me a little bit of a history?
I don't know who can give you that history, but...
I mean, I guess it is an organization of Zambians, you know, and this is for, you know, to support each other, to provide a sort of forum for discussion on important issues, and also to render help to the different Zambians that are living in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And for such associations, I would agree that you need a strong leadership. And I think this is why, you know, it is so great that we're having this debate, because I'm really, really interested to hear, you know, what everybody is going to say. And I think we finally have Peter on the line. Mr. Chitila, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. There's a lot of people that are listening into the show and are very excited about this debate that is going to happen. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Peter, Coach Chitila, welcome. And Twambo, thank you. We shall begin our discussion here. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Those are listening online, welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio Sunday special feature. This is the first of its kind live debate between Coach Peter Chitila and Miss Melody Mwakalombe. These are the two presidential candidates for the Zambian Association in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which is commonly known DFW. The purpose we are doing this is, like, before you came, Peter, Miss Melody was saying our community has gone through a lot of challenges and we want to emerge strong from this situation. So welcome to the show again. And this discussion is, we are going to begin and see where we will go from here. Peter and Melody, there are a lot of members in our community who are listening, who would like to know a little bit about the two of you. And considering that you have desired or indicated interest to stand for association presidency, which is basically the person that leads a team of people. So let me just begin by saying, by putting this question, both of you are going to respond. Miss Melody, how would you respond to this if somebody listening to the show, this discussion, and is hearing you for the first time, and they say to you, who is Melody Mwakalombe?
Thank you so much, Pastor Nkama. Yes, my name is Melody Mwakalombe. I am a Zambian by birth. I came in the United States in 2001. I was in Chicago for about 3 years, and then I moved to Dallas. I don't know what I can say about Melody, but knowing who I am somebody who is excited about events like this. I am somebody who is available, especially where helping is concerned. I am somebody that you can rely on. I have decided to stand for this particular presidency in the Dallas-Fort Worth because of a few incidences that happened. I looked at myself and I said, maybe I can help. It's not about wanting to, not about wanting to say I'll be better than anybody. In there, they've done a tremendous job. But I listened to a few Zambians and listened to exactly what they wanted. And I said, I can, you know, be part of this thing so we can work together.
Okay, La Melody, let me put it this way. What makes you unique? What makes Melody unique? That will make Brenda, Marjorie, Mwansa in Dallas to vote for you. What makes you unique?
Okay, what makes me unique is I am a mother. I have raised two children single-handedly. I am somebody who fears the Lord. And I know I can sit and answer any situation, both socially and biblically, to solve any problem. I am somebody who is not afraid of challenge. I am somebody who tries to be thick-skinned when situations arise. So what makes me tick is I can stand for Zambians living in Dallas because of the few things I've said about myself.
Excellent. Coach Peter Chitila, the same question to you. Somebody has never heard about you. They just keep hearing about this Peter. Who is Peter Chitila and what makes you unique?
Yes, those who doesn't know me, my name is Peter Chitila. Obviously, I'm a former soccer player, played for the Zambia national team, came to Dallas 11, 12 years ago. I've been in Dallas since then. And most of the people that live in Dallas, they know me because every weekend, you know, we have this activity going on. And I got this health activity that I, you know, just came up with, you know, to help people, you know, with health problems. And I bring people every weekend, I bring people to the ground, 30 to 40 to 50 Zambians to come together. We play soccer, we discuss issues, you know, we know each other. It's like an introduction place. Then what makes me unique is it's a continuous process. You know, I've been through all the association that I've been in Dallas, Texas, you know, and I observed what was going on. and I've learned a lot from those associations. And we've seen a lot of good things, and we've seen a lot of mistakes. And we are like a team. It's a continuation to where when you are needed by the community, you always answer their calls, and you build that relationship with every Zambian in the community, and you build a certain trust in those people that you have been dealing with for the past years that have trusted me. So that's what makes me unique, and that's why people is going to vote for me.
Excellent. Since you are still on the floor, Peter, let me throw this question to you, then Miss Melody can respond. At what stage did you realize the previous leadership, it's not very long, that the step down? What made you realize, when did you realize that the community needed your leadership?
Is that for Peter or what?
For Peter, yes.
Okay, yes. What made me realize was I was part of the committee member, and this is how we started. You know, be brief, quick. You know, we started together this association. I was there for the first three or two people that started the association before everybody came in. And the reason we started that association was because everybody was calling Peter Chitila for a funeral or for an event or for anything that was calling me. So, you know, we sat down with the ladies that used to come to the soccer field, you know, just to mention a few, Edith, Ina, Nyaswa, you know. They said, well, Peter, why don't you just go ahead and start an association because of everybody coming to you and you can't handle all these things because you're by yourself. And anyway, that's how we started. So when we started, you know, we brought in people. I told them we got to bring in people that, you know, are so close with the, you know, they are used to the politics so that, you know, we got a lot of intelligent Zambians. Anyway, we brought them in. So when we brought them in, we had good suggestions when we started the association. We had good suggestions. But before we even broke off, as soon as we chose the leader of that association, the rules started to change. When the rules started to change, I knew we're going to have a problem. And my witnesses are the people that was involved in the association. I was so provocative, and it's to an extent because I know the community. I know what they want. I know what they don't want. I know what they can do. So it was all about the membership fee. We had a problem with that. Then when they continued, we had problems with the financials week after week. I decided to step out because I knew nothing was going to work. It was just a matter of time. And when I stepped out, you know, we had a couple of funerals. During those two funerals, that's when I started receiving the phone calls in 2013. That's when I started receiving phone calls from Zambians in the Dallas Metroplex. Over, Peter, did you know this? Over, Peter, do you know this? And every time I tried to contact the association to talk to them about it, they'll brush me off. I said, hey, look here, these things are important because we work for the community, and the community needs to know. Anyway, they kept brushing off. They kept brushing off, buying time, okay. Buying time. But so that's
Peter, let me stop you. Let me stop you right there.
Okay.
Before I throw the same question to La Melody about when she realized that the community needed a leadership, somebody who has called in here listening, who lives in Dallas, is saying, Peter, why did you quit? When you notice those challenges, why didn't you stay in there and try to solve the problems, but you quit? How can I vote for a quitter president?
Okay, let me answer that question. The reason I quit was because whatever we agreed in the beginning, it was not the way it started to go. They started bringing in people appointed while they have a little discussion within the committee. They made another private secret meetings, not telling the committee. So we thought, okay, who are we if we are not, we are just being told last minute and we are not being consulted. At that particular time, they felt confident. They felt because of the way they registered the association, they know we can do what we want in this association and nobody's going to say anything. That's the reason why I left the association.
Excellent. Excellent. I think the point has been made. And those listening, I think, appreciate that answer. Miss Melody, at what stage did you realize that the community needed your leadership? And can you answer that question as well?
Yes, sir, I can. Actually, I realized that I needed to be part of the community. I needed to be part of the committee that was going to come in next should the other committee step down or, you know, whatever was going on.
When was that?
I needed to be part of it.
When was that?
Hello?
Is that when did you join?
Yeah, I'm going there.
Okay.
Yes. When we had our sister Chewe, when she was sick and when she died, that was the first time that I realized that I needed to be part of this association. Reason being, I had so much faith all the committee members that had been there before now. I was working closely with some of the committee members of the past, and I think I was getting information one-sided. So when I had a lot of confusion in the community after the two funerals that we had before Chewe, then I became closer to a committee that started to collect Chewe's money.
Where did you get the information from?
Peter, let her talk.
Okay.
Don't interrupt her, please. Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Just for the record, go ahead.
I had a few problems with the other committee that had left. After, I'm sure you'd like to hear this. I had a problem with Peter, because I had heard a few things about him always wanting to disturb other committees that were coming in. So when there was an issue with the Banda administration, I met Coach Peter at the hospital where Sister Chair was lying sick. And I confronted him. I said, "Mr. Peter, what is this I'm hearing that you want Mr. Banda to step down? I thought he was doing a great job in our area." He explained a few things to me. And that Sunday, that following Sunday, I went to a meeting where we sat down to find out exactly what was going on. I did call. I hope you want me to explain a few things so you understand why I want to be part of it.
Okay, you can, but please don't mention people's names. Just give information in generalities.
Yes. I wanted to find out exactly what was going on. And I got information from a few people that were in the other association or that were working towards making a better dollar. So we sat down and mapped up a way of collecting the funeral money for Chewe after she passed away. And everything was...
They seem to be... Are you in a place where there is noise? Can you please go in a quiet place?
No, I'm all by myself here.
Oh, okay. Twambo, maybe we need to mute Peter's line until it's time for him to talk. Peter, yes. Okay. Are you done with that explanation, Ms.
No, I was saying...
Yes.
At that point, when we collected, me and a few people, we managed to collect the money, or rather we actually did communicate with everybody else that was collecting money for Chewe's funeral. And everything was done so transparently that everybody in Dallas was happy that not even a coin was lost from those contributions. It is at that point that I wanted to be part of the next association so that the transparency that happened during the funeral could continue, and also other things that are not directed to only funerals in Dallas.
Okay.
Yes.
You have both indicated in your manifestos and campaign messages on social media. Ms.
Yes.
Melody, since you are on the floor, I'll let you respond first, then Coach Peter can respond. You
yes.
are both saying you do not believe in association membership fees. Mm-hmm. And that has also been mentioned in the draft constitution, which I'm sure you're aware of. Okay?
Yes.
So that issue is here and there. Could you please share with the audience how you intend to raise funds for the association if you're elected president? Because I'm sure you understand that no organization can run without funds. How do you intend to raise money without association membership fees?
Yes, sir. The association membership fees has been an issue for most of the committees that have come and gone.
Yes.
The issue is when an association puts a number and say everybody pay a certain amount to be a member of the association. I'll give an example of 50. This is just an example. 50
yes.
Zambians in Dallas. Out of that, maybe only 20 pay their membership fee. The other 30 either have no money or they're just, you know, not there. Now, what happens is when there is a problem with a person that is not a paid-up member, for example, if they die or if they lose, you know, a beloved one back home,
yes,
everybody goes there and money has to be contributed to be able to help that person who has been bereaved or who has died. We have never said, no, this person is not a member, we're not going to do this. So I realized, okay, if we eliminate this membership fee and just have a way of, you know, making some events that can bring in money into the association, I think it would be better so that other people don't feel like they're the only ones who are paying. I want to make sure that all these things with the committee that we will work with, we are going to map up strategies where money can be raised and kept in the association without having to have people register as members.
Okay. Would you like to share some of those ideas? How
yes,
you
sir.
Intend to bring in this money without membership fee?
Yes, sir. I have sat down and drawn a few events that can bring in money to start
okay.
with. Yes. For example, there's stuff like New Year's Eve. There's independence. We can start a few things like back to school drive, where we come together as Zambians to start. You know, what I'm trying to say is, of course, if there's no money to start, with a working committee, you can sit down and when you commit yourself as a leader, there's always money that comes out of pocket. Without the members contributing from the beginning, there's something like contribution. A few members can contribute towards an event. And that event, if you sold tickets, even for $10, an organization can start to have money. So there's a lot of events that can happen.
Events. Okay.
Yes.
Excellent.
There's many more events. Yes, sir.
Sorry to cut you short. Let's go to Coach Chitila. Peter, how do you intend to raise funds without a membership fee?
Like I said before, for us, it's a continuation. We've been doing this for over 3 years with the Dallas, residents, you know, who, you know, we talk to and, you know, people that want to get involved, people that have built interest in this current situation that's going on. They're ready to you know, to jump on the boat. We've been doing this for 3 years. We don't have no plans of how we're going to be raising money. We already been doing it. We make parties. We get our money from our pockets. We make parties. And when we do that, we raise the money. But since the association did not want to get involved, we never shared that money with them, because those are the things we proposed in the beginning, and they never wanted to cope with that. So we've been doing that. All the events that's been made in Dallas, Peter Stiller is involved. We make those parties, we get involved, and that's the way we've been raising money. It's a, for us, it's a continuation. What we are doing, we're not trying to make any plans, any strategy. We've already got the numbers that even tomorrow we can make a party and start raising money to put in the association. So on the raising of the money, we have no strategies. The situation has already been there. And the reason I didn't want the membership fee, the membership fee is because of how you know the community. It's not about Zambians cannot pay. No, that's not the answer. The membership fee is something that becomes very controversial to where we can never agree on a certain fee. I can put a membership fee of $2, $3, $4 just to show commitment that you are a Zambian. That's all we need from you. We don't need all that kind of money. Us as an association, we will be very creative, like we've been, very creative to generate the money, and that money we're going to use it towards, we will split the money with the association, and the association is start going to make its own parties from there because we are involved. We are the community, and we are the ones that pushed the previous association, and we still continuing what we're doing. That's my answer.
Okay.
Thank you.
Interesting. I'm sure the people listening are hearing a lot of things here, although you are both not going into specifics. One
yes.
or two questions, then I'll go to the phone lines and allow the Dallas, Zambian community in Dallas to ask their questions and express their consent. Here is my second last question to the two of you. Like I said, the issue of membership fee is in the draft constitution, okay? Suppose we, during our meeting on Saturday, which we are on Saturday 20th, before the elections, we are going to look at the constitution as well before we do the elections. If the membership and the community of Dallas says they want a membership fee, how will you respond to that, and what figures would you be looking at as a president?
Me as a president, if they put a membership fee and is agreed by the majorities, I'll go to the lowest as $5. The reason I'll do that, I just want the Zambians to commit. The Zambians have personal lives. To come to America, we come to better our lives. The association is just an emergency organization for certain things. It does not have to involve in private personal issues or families. No, you don't have to do that. People have bills to pay. People got to go to work. People have to send money back home. So we don't want to get in your pocket. All we want to know is just your commitment. Give us $5. That's fine. When you got a funeral, like Peter Stiller has been always doing, he's going to knock on the door, get things done. We both happy, go separate ways. So maximum for Peter Stiller is $5 just for commitment. We're not going to scrap the membership. If they say it's going to be there, it's going to be there, but no more than $5 for those reasons. We don't want to get in the Zambian pockets. They came here to better their lives and be comfortable with their lives without giving money for free. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Melody, same question. Hello, Miss Melody.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. I said if the community decide to change the constitution to where we say there's no membership fee involved, do want to pay, well, then I'll put the amount to at least probably $30 to $50. And since if the community is going to say, no, let's pay, I think that would be probably debatable in that particular place and say, okay, let's agree either on $20 or on $50 so we can go from there.
Okay. Okay, excellent. You are listening to Zambia Block Talk Radio special feature. We have our two Zambian Association presidential candidates, Ms. Melody Mwakalombe and Coach Peter Chitila. They are selling their manifestos and their ideas. I'm getting a lot of messages here, Peter, Melody, that you are not answering the question. The people still are not convinced, and what I'm going to do is I am going to let the people ask their questions themselves so that you hear from the people what they want they are looking forward in their leadership. Twambo, can you help me with the switchboard, the first number that we have online?
Okay, sure. First number, area code 612, last number is 5190. And I'd just like to remind our listeners to please be as direct and as brief as you can with your questions, because there's a lot of questions and we'd like to get all the answers in on time. So whatever question or comment you have, try and compact it, get to the point as quickly as possible, and we can move on. So area code 469, last number 3280. Please go ahead with your question or your comment.
You can be on the phone and have your computer on as well. It will create an echo.
Okay, what I'll do is I will go down to the next number. We have area code 469, last number 2572. Could you please go ahead with your question or your comment?
Hello, this is Namunji from Dallas, Texas.
Hi, Namunji.
Hi,
Namunji. With your question or your comment.
Hey.
Hi, the Melody. Hi, the Peter.
Hey.
Hi. How good you? I just want to thank Vanathani and Twambo for initiating this for this debate. It has never happened, so kudos to you guys. Thank you so very much. Secondly, to Melody and Peter, I respect you guys, and thank you so much for stepping up, and it's a courageous thing to do. Some of us, we can't do what you are doing. So far, I don't know how many times I'm going back and forth. Your ideas are brilliant, and you all have good intention for this community. This is my question. My question is, how right now our community feels very let down. Very let down in the sense that there are some people, few people don't even know, they don't even show up to functions. But every time there's a calamity in this community, they show up. I can give you an example. A couple of people, some of them, they go to school, they're young people. One of them is my own young sister who is married, not even to somebody from Zambia. Every time there's a funeral, I've pushed to her, I've convinced her to pay money, and even some young girls who go to school, they swipe their cards, and they've been given towards these funerals which has happened. The Association of Zambia, they know that very well. Now they feel let down. It's going to be very hard for you guys, I'm sorry to tell you, to raise money like the previous association raised the money, because they feel betrayed. How are you going to win and convince them that you are going to do things differently? There's going to be transparent. The same thing which happened with previous association is not going to happen, because people right now are hating. Some of them you don't even know. There are people who are swiping their cards like $100 every month to this association. You know, who I know, a couple of people I convinced to come in this association. They don't come to functions, we don't see them, but when there's a funeral, they'll give. So I want to ask both of you, what strategy are you going to make to win those people back? Because you still know we need them back in the association and to be involved and to help. So how are you going to convince them that you are going to be transparent and you are going to run things different from the past associations? Whoever can start can go. Thank you.
Okay, this is Coach Peter. You can call me Coach P. It sounds good. Like I said before, for us, it's a continuation. And I'll go to specifics. We are the Zambian who had the funeral. The father passed away. Was not helped by association. And Peter stepped up. Spoke with the Zambian Dallas community. We went there. We managed to raise the money. And the way we told the owner of the funeral, we told them, we're going to raise the money. But that money is going to come direct to you, direct to your account, direct to your family member who's available at the funeral home or whatever situation. Those are the people that's going to collect the money. We're going to advertise. We're going to put the link up there. All the money is going to go direct. That's number one. And that's one of the Zambians who lost a father, was not helped, and we rose and we helped him, and they raised over $12,000. Number two, when Chewe died, it's the same thing we did. I received the call. I went to the hospital. We sat down with this certain Zambians that, you know, are always there. Like I said, us, for Peter, Coach Peter is not Coach Peter. Coach Peter is the Dallas community. That's the people I work for. I do what they ask me to do. So what we did, we rose up, we formed a certain group, and we put that link to where you can, when you put $10, you see $10 in there. That was the transparency. And we're not holding money. They're holding money to where you can see it. And we have, like I said, for us it's a continuation. It has already started. There are no more strategies. You put your money, you see your money where it's going, and you don't feel uncomfortable in the, you know, donating the money. Then number three, we had another funeral. In that process, that's where the Pastor Association, unfortunately, they were like slowing down. They, you know, they're not attending to anything. There's so much going on in the community. We, you know, we step up and we did all those things. So when it comes to transparency, when it comes to raising money at the funeral, we've been doing it. We don't need no strategies. The strategies are already done. Thank you.
Auntie Melody, your response to Namunji?
Yes. Miss Namunji, thank you so much. Like I said, what really motivated me into coming to be part of this association was because of the transparency that I saw that we did on Charlie's funeral. This is just going to be a matter of trust. Our books will be open for everybody to see whatever event happens. It's not just about funerals. There will be so many things that we want to do. When you start to see...
they're asking about the donation funerals.
What did you say?
No, please go ahead with your answer, Melody. Just continue.
Okay. What we intend doing in the next committee, should I be elected president, is to make sure that the association is registered in a manner that donations will have deductibles. For example, if we go to a company and they donate, even our own Zambian community, if they donate to anything into our budget, they will be tax deductible. The 1099s will be sent to people. That way, giving can mean something. People can be able to donate stuff to be able to show that, okay, at the end of the year, what I've donated is going to come back to me. So your question, Ms. Namunji, is really it's all going to be about trust. There's nothing that is going to be hidden. We are going to make sure if there's any function that has happened, you are going to see all the tabulation of what is going to happen and all the profit. You are going to be able to see all the bank accounts. Everything will be so open. Thank you.
Mm. Before we allow another question, Twambo, this issue, Coach Peter, Melody, it's a very big thing about trying to woo people back. Like Namunji said, she used the word who have lost trust, who have lost confidence in anything to do with the association. Let's just address this point before we allow other questions to come in. How do you intend, let me start with you, Melody, since you are on the floor, how do you intend to convince those people who don't want to have anything to do with the Zambian Association or community? They've just moved on with their lives and they don't even want to be interrupted. How do you intend to approach that? As brief as you can be.
Yes. Like I said, I started by saying we are going to have to build trust. The community will have to start to build the trust. You have to give us a chance to show you that no matter how things have been done wrong in the past, there's always a chance that things can work to the betterment of what is to happen. I intend to bring in stuff that our children can do. We have a lot of educated people in this community. I have talked to a few who are ready to come and be part of this in case there's our children who are finishing school. There are some who come to give career ideas to our children. We have a lot of people who can come in and help with tutoring of our children. So if I go out in the community and say, come on, guys, we can do this. We start from our children. The children have to know each other. We have to bring back the One Zambia, One Nation to where we can be together. I know trust has been lost, and this is what made me want to be part of this. So maybe I can help the people to come together so that we can start to love each other. We can start to trust each other. We cannot just say because so-and-so did this, because all these people have done this. There's always a chance. There's always new beginning. Thank you.
Okay. And Coach Peter, your response to the same point, how do you intend to unearth these people who have lost confidence in anything to do with associations?
Yes, my intent is not like she, you know, my counterpart, she's saying she got a long-term plan of building trust to the community. We have already built trust to the community. Like I said before, we've had three funerals in a row which she's not aware of which I wonder where she was, because that's the time we started building trust with the people, and we already have the response from the people because they've seen it happening, and all we're doing right now is we do the soccer thing on Saturdays, and what we do, we look around to see which Zambian is in the community, which Zambian is missing. Just like last week, I was talking to the people in, I'm not going to mention, I don't want anybody to scoop my ideas. I was talking to fellow Zambians, you know, they agreed, they would join us because they felt neglected in the past. So what I'm saying is they may come to the soccer place. Husband or wife, one of them is going to come. When they come, they get to know you. When they know you, then they compare with the stuff that they heard from the people. Then they said, oh, I was lost. I thought this is what it was, but that's not what it is. Okay, I'm in. We got a list of people that have joined us from since the association has left. We got like seven people that just moved to Dallas. She's not aware about. We are aware about because we connected to the Dallas community. So that's what we're doing, and that's what we'll continue doing. It's a continuation. We're not stopping. Thank you.
Excellent. Next question, Trumbo.
Okay, I'm going to go back to the phone lines. I'd just like to remind our listeners, if you have a question or a comment for two candidates that are here on the debate, please go ahead and press 1 on your keypad. Going to go to the next number, area code 972, last number 0436. Please go ahead with your question or your comment.
Give me just 1 minute, 1 minute.
Okay.
My name is Willis Musonda, and I just want to congratulate Miss Melody and Coach Peter for what's happening right now, and also Pastor Nkama and your team. This is a first. The Zambian community in the Dallas area has never done this before. Campaigns by radio or elections, we are doing it. And to all those Zambians listening, this is the time to unite. Something major is happening. We are doing something right. We are coming together as a community. We are going to uplift our community by electing the best candidate out of the two. And we are doing it so well competitively on the radio, on the through emails, through all kinds of media. So this is the time to unite. These two, Coach Peter or Melody, we will not succeed if we don't give them the chance. We need to unite. Other countries are so united. And as I speak, my heart bleeds. I'm just so proud. This is a good thing happening in our community. So to the two of you, Pastor Nkama and everybody listening in, please pat your backs and congratulate yourself. This is a good thing that is happening. Thank you so
much. Thanks, Mr. Msonda. That's good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Bamsonda. Let's go to the next person.
Okay. The next call is area code 214, last numbers 8178. Please go ahead with your question or your comment.
Yes. My name is Francine, and thank you so much, Brother Nkana and Sister Twombo, for according me this rare opportunity to ask my beloved brother, Coach Peter, and my beloved sister, Melody. The issue of trust in our community is a very vast issue. And my question is directed to both of you. I've seen this happen. I've been involved. This is the fourth association we'll be forming in Dallas. If I have a problem, a personal problem, and I come to both of you in confidence that my sister, my brother, I have this problem. What surety are you going to give me that I won't hear it in the TMZ Dallas Wells, because there's a lot of gossiping in Dallas. It doesn't matter whether you're young or you're old, you're in leadership or you're not. I just want that confidence when I come to either of the two of you. My problem is between me and whoever I'm talking to. That's my question.
Peter, could you please go ahead with your answer for that question?
Yes, I will. Like I said before, like Francine has asked Ms. Francine, this is the situation. Already we got people that have faced us. And yesterday I had one gentleman who came with a problem. I'm not going to mention their name. And they told me the problem. And we got sorted out without telling anybody, without letting anybody what's going on. Like I said, it's a learning process. Some people make mistakes. Some take advantage of that. That's how life goes. You can't change that. So building trust, like I was saying, for us, the way forward, we have already built trust with the people, and we're just doing the continuation. And to guarantee you that whatever you come tell the any member of the association is not going to come out in a community, we're already doing that. And you never had anything up to today, and we have already had like 3-4 cases already sorted out. Thank you.
Okay, and I'm just going to Melody. Would you like to respond to that question?
Yes, Francine. If I heard your question correctly, you are trying to say there are certain things that are done in confidence that would want a member of the association, especially the chairperson of the association, to solve that problem without that problem going to anybody else. It's not about if there's a problem that everybody else needs to know so that help can go your way. I do understand. And like I said, I'm still going back to saying it is a time that you are going to try and give us a chance. You're going to give us a chance to know that this thing can be done. You're going to give us a chance. I'm coming into this thing for the first time. I've never been in an association, but I've been people that have been in the association. So as for me, I need a chance to prove you right, that you can trust me in anything, in transparency, in anything, in your home. If there are any kids that are going through a marital problem, I'll be there. And anything that I discuss in there will be held in confidence. But if there's anything to do with somebody relocating from another town to here, I don't think that's a secret. It will be known to everybody that we have a new member in our society. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll go back to the phone lines. We have a question or a comment from area code 214, last number 0008. Please go ahead with your question or your comment.
Hello, my name is Stella, and I just want to say hi to everybody, to Mr. Chitiwa and Melody. Mine is just a concern because last year I wasn't working, and I couldn't afford the $100 membership fee. I had a funeral. My father passed away, and a week later, the only uncle I had left who had gone to help my brother bury my dad also died. Some members of the, you know, association heard, but only two people came to, you know, be with me. And the reason why many people are raising the question about funerals is because it's a very painful thing to go through. Up to now, nobody ever came from the association just to offer a word of comfort, you know. If you have lost a father whom you haven't seen for 7 years, you expect your brothers and sisters to be with you. It's not just about the money. It's about just about being together, you know, just to come and say, we're with you, we mourn with you. I was very disappointed in that. Even after my friend and older sister, Vasezi, told some people in the association about what had happened, nobody came. And it really left something bitter in me that my own family could not come. I'm not saying everybody come. We're busy here. People go to work at different times. So what I wanted to just, you know, to say was that, you know, sometimes the person who is mourning cannot make it to say, look, this has happened to me. But whoever hears about it, should go and report and say, hey, look, this sister or this brother is going through this. Let's see how we can help. So I really felt very bad that, you know, even after they had heard, nobody could come and just say, hey, you know, a word of comfort. So what I'm trying to say is, Ramelody, Rachitila, these are things that will be happening. So if you hear from somebody, even if it doesn't mean the person who, you know, is going through it has said it, when you hear from somebody, try and investigate, or you can send somebody in your place to investigate what's going on. Let's be concerned for each other. That's all I have to say. I wish all of you the best.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I think she makes a very valid point. Sometimes we forget, you know, in the midst of all membership fees, et cetera, we forget about actually being there for each other, and I think she raised a really good point.
Yeah. You want me, I can say something?
Yeah, please.
Briefly, and then Peter can comment, and then we can move on. We'll take about two more questions, then I want us to focus on your manifestos.
Ms. Mochi, first I'd like to apologize on behalf of the community. This is going to be truly a new beginning for me. I am a mother. I have two children who I live with here, and I still have parents living back home. And what happened to you, really, I sympathize with you. That is why my focus is going to be on the Zambians and their families. We are going to focus on loving each other as we are alive, not only to come when somebody is dead to start contributing. We want to love each other. On behalf of the community, we are going to be, I'm going to make sure that I know each and every family. Whether a family is that does not want to be part of anything, I will still know you, and I will hear whatever is going on in the vineyard. I am going to make sure that I'll be available to get each and everybody's number and personally be there when anything like that happens. I hope this does not happen to anybody again if there's a funeral or anything that happens, or if there's a celebration. I intend to be there. I intend to make sure that our children know each other. We are going to make a graduation for the children that, like, at the end of the year, make a function where children who finish school can come so we can all know each other and see how our children are progressing. And also the women and men that are going to school, we should make, you know, stuff that can bring us together to congratulate everybody. That's the only way we are going to be happy and love each other. Thank you.
Okay. Your comments, Peter?
My comment is quick, brief. Like I said before, we've been doing this. It's not the first time. I'm sorry to hear that, Wasera, that happened to you. And that's the reason the past association didn't like the name Peter Chitila. The reason they didn't like the name Peter Chitila was because whatever whisper in my ear, I'll go out there to help. I'll put it out there. In a community, you have to trust certain individuals that you have to work with when matters, you know, arise. And that's what we've been doing. The reason they didn't like the name Peter Chitila is because Peter Chitila was so busy helping everybody in the community without caring if they are paid up members or not paid up members. As long as I hear the case, I was getting up. It doesn't matter the time, and we sorted out. Unfortunately, we didn't hear about your case. It's very sad. And like I said before, it's a continuation with us, and that's what we'll continue doing. Help everybody in the community. Thank you.
Okay,
thank
I'm just
going
to go
Peter.
To the phone line. As Nathan said, two more questions.
Yeah, two more.
Okay. I'm going to go to area code 214, last numbers 8832. Please go ahead with your question or your comment.
Hi, this is Apostle Debbie Viggs. I am with the Zambian clergy. Thank you, Pastor Nathan, for this opportunity. And I want to just commend the two candidates, Mr. Chitila and Ms. Mwankalombe, for submitting your names. It's not an easy place to be. You will go through a lot of things being an association, either one of you, if you are elected as an association president. However, one of the things that I'm finding in listening to this interview is that you are, or this debate, is that you are both talking so much about funerals, and I understand that, and I appreciate that, because we do get a lot of that in the community. However, you're not mentioning other areas. You're not really talking about the charitable causes. You're not talking about how this association is really, you know, going to help the members that you're talking about. I'm not hearing you talking about, you know, promoting or facilitating the networking among, you know, members of different professions, because they're there, and they may not necessarily be, you know, at the funerals, but they may contribute and all that. And also, you know, going back, you know, I do have issues with the Constitution, because there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of mistakes in there, and it's great that it's a draft. We have submitted our comments, but you're saying that, you know, there's not going to be a membership fee, so you've got to be clear about how are people going to be members. Are they just members by submitting their names and phone numbers and emails, and that's it, they're members? Secondly, there was a caller prior to, I guess, before me, who is talking about issues of, you know, when she had a death in the family, nobody went and visited her. There's usually this thing of, you know, when people get into power, there's usually, well, these are my people and these are my people. Well, I don't know those people. They
that
don't come
true.
To my stuff.
That
it's usually that. Exactly. And so if this is, these are not my people, I'm not going to go there. I'll take an example. I'll just use this, and I apologize for using this, but I've been, you know, I've only been in Dallas 2 years, and I've been to the two funerals so far, which happened in Dallas, which is the Manakatwe funeral and the Chewe funeral. Manakatwe funeral, every Jim and Jack was there. Every person was there. Why? Because it was a high-profile funeral. The Chewe funeral, a lot of people didn't show up. Why? Because it wasn't such a high profile, or it wasn't a well-known name in Zambia. So, you know, we have that. How are you going to deal with it? How are you going to bring the community together? I understand you're talking about parties, but you see, we've got to get beyond parties. We're not here in America just to have parties. We've got to do things that are concrete. We've got to do things that are self-sustaining. Sustaining, help one another out. You've got to share with each other ideas of how do we do, you know, it's great that you can all have the parties and celebrate. I'm not against having parties, but my thing is I'm against having parties all the time rather than doing something that is productive, you know. And so I want to hear that in this debate more than talking about funerals or having personal attacks. Yes, there's things that have happened in the past, and there's, you know, there's, you've got to establish trust with the community and everybody out there, and that's something that you have to continue, whether things are happening now or not. And be sure that we'll all be looking at you, we'll all be reading you like a book, and we will attack you if things are not going well. However, you've got to do things that are productive. We've got to be a community or an association that people look up to, not an association which is known just for parties and drinking. You know, that's, for me, as a professional, that's how I feel. I feel there's nothing that the community here in Dallas offers a professional like me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry
to
be blunt, but that's just me.
No, thank you so
good.
Much for your contribution. So I'd like to hear your – Peter, go first. What is your response to what the caller has mentioned?
Yeah, my response, like to what she said, is not always about funerals. It's not always about drinking parties. There are so many issues that, you know, have been going on in the community, how you can, you know, get to let the people trust you and bring them close to you. Like myself, I'll give you an example. I got a PC Sports fitness promotion that's been going on. It's not specifically for Zambians, but I make it so cheap for Zambians. I've been doing this thing for a while, of which I charge $30-$40 outside with other individuals, but I call every Zambian and just say, give me $10 so we can help you to get the fitness. In such a way, we're getting to know each other in a proper way. And when you know people knows you in a different way, then they'll examine you and judge you. Then the other thing is, I've been talking to the youth. I don't want anybody to steal my idea, but anyway, I'll go ahead and say it. I've been talking to the youth. We got youths that got talents, different talents in the community, and their talents, the opportunities to expose their talents was denied. And when it was denied, they come back to me and say, "But Peter, what are we going to do about this situation?" And their time has come. They've been waiting for so long, and their time has come. And when they come 21st, everything is going to come up there. My website, association website, is free. Like, just to answer Ms. Debbie, what she asked about the membership, our membership is always going to be free. The $5 is commitment because we want to attend to every Zambian. The community affairs, these are community affairs. We're not running a country. This is community affairs. Everybody has got their own personal lives. They have to focus on their personal lives. When they fall short, that's when we jump in. That's us. Thank you.
Melody,
Miss Melody.
Thank you, Miss Debbie. I know you talked about the money again. I'm going to go with the constitution where we don't want a membership fee. Being Zambian qualifies everybody to be a member. Earlier on, I did mention that it's not easy because some people pay and some people do not pay. And when problems arise, we still help everybody. So we're going to try and just work and map up strategies where money can be raised. I think if you look at my manifesto, I did mention that it's not just...
I think they'll come to that later on.
Please, you're supposed to talk to me.
Please go ahead, Melody.
I've not asked any question whatsoever. Let's be respectful, please. We're not fighting here. Looking at my manifesto,
mm-hmm.
Yes, I did say there are a lot of projects that I intend to bring into the community, especially involving all walks of life, our children, the people that are going to school, the children that are graduating, all sorts of those events, not just sitting down and drinking or doing this and that, but we are going to focus on knowing each other at a different level, where maybe we can just sit as women and talk about how to help this or that child who has gone elsewhere other than being where they're supposed to be. We have in our community people that have, you know, lost their children probably to drugs. We can come in as a community and help that single parent to make sure that everything is done accordingly. In my manifesto, I said so many things that are not related to parties, but just to get together and do so many things like, you know, school drive. You know, I intend to go to companies. That's why I said the registration of the company, I mean of the association, is going to be that which can entail me to go to a company and ask for contributions if they, I show them what is going on in my community. Let's say I'm going to give an example of Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is in Zambia. And if you go through the right channel, Coca-Cola can give a 500 donation. And then that donation, they'll get a refund at the end. It will be tax deductible. We are going to do stuff like scholarship. Scholarship doesn't mean I have to have $10,000 to send a child to school. Even if it's just putting out where I ask children who are graduating or kids who are in their 12th grade or 10th grade to write an essay. Whoever wins, we're going to buy the books to wherever they are going. We're going to do this and that. All that is going to come up in the community other than just sitting down and drinking. We have professionals like you, Ms. Debbie. You shouldn't run away from us, but be part of us. I can come to you and say, hey, Ms. Debbie, we need help in such an area. We're doing this with the children or with the women. And if you come and help us, we are going to go forward with this association and this community. Thank you.
Excellent. You are listening to a special feature of Zambia Block Talk Radio, Zambia Association of Dallas-Fort Worth, two presidential candidates, Peter Chitila and Melody Mwakalombe, discussing and presenting their case for presidency. All Dallas residents, please remember the elections are this Saturday, September 20th at 5 p.m. like Inter-Inns and Suites, and the address is 14925 Landmark Boulevard, Dallas, Texas. Please let's come out in numbers and vote for our preferred candidate. And also remember, October 24th, which is a Friday, the community has also put up a Thanksgiving service for our 50th Jubilee celebration, where we're just going to thank the Lord for his goodness for 50 years of our country. And then on Saturday night, of course, during the day, I understand there are events for kids, and they'll be playing and having fun. And in the evening, there's going to be a banquet. The tickets are available. As we continue our discussion, Peter, Melody, I wanted two of you to bring attention to two issues, each of you, which you presented in your manifestos. And I want you to address these matters and how you are going to manage to achieve these things. Melody, let me read from your manifesto. We have so many professionals in our community who can use their knowledge and skills to improve the health of our community. Can you please explain to everybody what you mean by that?
Okay, what I mean by that is, coming back like to Ms. Debbie's question where she's trying to find out exactly what we're going to do. We have a lot of people in our community who can help us. We can have seminars. Mm-hmm. Let's say, for example, not just health. We can have a seminar where we bring a financial person. We have a lot of co-working banks. Somebody can come and teach us how to manage our money. Everybody needs that class. People can come and help us how to manage our money so that we can not be found in situations where if you just get sick for a week, you are not able to pay your rent. You are not able to pay, you know, this and that. So our professionals in our community, as we get together to work as one, we can go to individuals with everything that they do. We have people who, who are doing physical education to help people get better. That's good. We have teachers in this community who can help our children. We have health people who can come and help us how we can avoid diseases like diabetes and stuff like that. As a community, this can be done at a higher level. That's what I meant.
Excellent. Now, before I go to Peter, somebody on Facebook is asking Ramelody to say that that's a brilliant idea. The challenge is this. Are those Zambian professionals going to be remunerated, or you expect them to offer a free service? Because if it's a non-Zambian doing that, they won't do it for free.
That's why I said we have a lot of our own Zambians in the community who are educated enough. And I have actually spoken to a few. I have gone to a few and say, hey, you can offer this, you can offer this. And everybody I talk to is willing to say, at least I don't mind once in a month on a certain Sunday, I can sit down in a room with full of, you know, people and show my, you know, what I can offer, how people can do this financial thing, how people can live a longer life, how people can, you know, like especially for our kids. All of us have children here who are going to school, and we need career choices. We need career people who can come and say, in this country, let's do this. I'm going to give you an example. If you have a child that just came from Zambia after finishing their grade 12 and they come here to go into college, they're going to work here. There are certain career choices where they're not going to be discriminated because discrimination is going to be there. We cannot run away from it. And then we have kids that are born here that you cannot even tell if they're from here or from Zambia. Those are not going to have problems in this country. So we are going to have career people that can help these children find good, you know, careers in their profession. And I do know that these people will voluntarily help the Zambians without being paid.
It's important. I wanted you to make that clear so that the Zambian professionals listening will know that it will be a volunteer service.
Yes,
Coach Tila, let me come to you. In your manifesto, you said, and you keep saying this actually even on this discussion, you keep saying it's a continuation of what we've been doing in the Dallas community for so many years. Here's the argument, Raj Tila. I know you are a sports person. A lot of stuff that you do is at the field, soccer field or wherever it is. Somebody out there, mention the things that you've been doing, which will be a continuation. And somebody saying there, the continuation is not working, Raj Tila. And some of us are not sports or athletic in our lifestyle. How are you going to incorporate us in your vision?
Yes. To answer the continuation, like I said before, the continuation of what's been going on is the interaction with the Dallas community in all fields. The people that call me. I don't like using the word me because I do this with a lot of, you know, the community. They call us and they say, oh, but Peter, I'm going to have a birthday party. Can you come? Can you tell the people to come? So when you build the relationship with that individual, that's how you're building the community. It's very simple. It's the relationship between the two parties, communication and the relationship built between the two parties. That's how you start to build the community slowly. So that's why I say it's a continuation of what we've been doing, and we're going to continue doing that.
Okay.
A relationship between two people, yes.
A relationship between two people. What about
yes.
that person who says, I'm not an athletic person. I'm not going to come to the field or do your sports thing. I mean, how are
no,
you
that,
going
that,
to attract
that, that one I said, it was not concerning sport. I said
yeah.
there are individuals, they're trying to make a party. Okay, there are
You're
individuals.
Okay?
Yes, I'll give you an example like Zidane's in the community. That's, to participate at any function,
your line is breaking, Peter.
I don't know the reason why I'm sitting at the same position, same area. I don't know why.
Maybe you are getting calls or messages. That those things happen.
No,
go
it's,
ahead.
No, it's yeah, okay. But those people, when they come, you speak to them. Like I said, we talked to them. We said, okay, those things were rejected because the constitution was not matching what you're trying to say. So this time everything is changed, and we're going to do different. Your time has come. That's what I said. It's not concerning the sports. I'll give you an example. There's this one professional lady in Arlington. I'm not going to mention the name. She sells cars, cheap cars to those people, you know, maybe just come. We call them college cars. And she wants to maybe help a lot of Zambians. She called me. She said, oh, Peter, I need to sell cars, cheap cars to the Zambians that are just coming in a community. Those are the community affairs we need to attend to. We need to attend to things that's happening, and that's what I do. It's not sports is the last thing.
Okay,
yes.
Excellent, Peter. Now, the both of you also need to respond to this question. This question is being thrown at me all over social media, all over.
Okay.
Literally,
okay.
A melody from all over the place, California and Minnesota. They are saying the question that the lady, they are referring to Apostle Debbie, the issue that the lady raised about classes in the Zambian society, how do you intend to bring together a highly expectant and charged, I listen to the words, highly expectant,
yes.
because
mm-hmm.
of what has happened in the past, a highly expectant and charged Dallas community together. How do you intend to bring the community together, our melody first?
We, first of all, I said, through a lot of charitable stuff that we are going to do among ourselves, we, like I said, the first thing I'm going to do, should I be elected president, I am going to make sure I am going to know each and every person in this community, know what age group of children they have, what type of profession their husband and wife do, rich or poor. We are all going to get together. From what I will gather, I will be able to say, okay, at such a time, maybe let's say we make a thing where all the children who are, let's say, in grade 10, give the children morale. Come out and say, okay, so-and-so's child is going to be a doctor. Why can't
yes.
we fundraise through that child, help that child to do something, bring all these professionals together, and look at this child who's doing something in the Zambian community? There's so many things that we can do. We are going to look at these. There's a lot of people who are going to school in our community. We always see graduations on the Facebook. We can bring together people to discuss stuff like that. We are going to have stuff, you know, like on the 24th, we are going to have a prayer thing for all the Zambians, praying for our country, Zambia. We can do more things like that. Meet and greet function, where it's not just about drinking. We can do some social work. We need to see past personal achievement and put our country safe. Professionals have also obligations to be part of the community too, not to isolate them and throw challenge to them to say, okay, you know, let's step up now. What we need to do is going to be done whereby we are going to need all these professionals. Instead of them staying away, we're going to need them. So whatever they can contribute, being president doesn't mean I'm going to stand and say, okay, because it's me now, I'm going to do this and this. I am going to come to each and every person so they can bring what they can bring to the community. That's the only way we are going to be together. We are going to have women tea parties, discuss business, discuss one of these days, maybe even, hey, adopt a city in Lusaka. We can start small from here.
All right. Let Peter respond to the same thing. We are running out of time, and there are so many things I still want us to address. Peter, you heard what I said. How are you going to, how do you intend to bring together a highly expectant and charged Dallas community? As brief as you could be.
Yes, to bring in the highly expectant charged Dallas, like I said before. It's a continuation, like I said. That word is not going to stop. Where I'm coming from is this. This is where Peter Chitila is coming from. Peter Chitila is about the productivity that he does, what he can do to the community. Don't worry about the name Peter Chitila and his outlook. No. Look at Peter Chitila with the work that he has done. And can you check out the negatives and the plus with what he has done to the community? Don't look at Peter Chitila because of his voice, the way he look, what he drive, what he wear, or how many girlfriends he got. No, look at the productivity of how Peter Chitila is to the community. And when I come back and say, this is the continuation, we are the way forward. We are the people that heard from the community cry. I'm telling this to the people all over the United States that are listening to the Block Radio Show. We are the people that heard the community cry about the past association, and I personally took responsible. I put my life out there. There's some people that chickened out. I put my life there to put everything on Facebook so we can make sure we audit these people. And the group that I operate with, they came in, it worked, and we removed the association. And during that process, I'll say this, the clergy, which are highly expectant professionals, they said, okay, the coming association, I think we are the clergy. We was away from the community. Now we're going to get close and get involved. So like I said, it's a continuation. We have already brought in the highly expectant professionals. They are already on board. And I got three individuals that are professionals. I'll give an example like Bob. He does some great work that nobody in this community knew about it until he presented to me. And when he heard that association is gone, he said, over Peter, because you are the way forward, I'm going to come in so I can see how I can help with the community. And that will change the lives of, you know, the association, like I said, the community affairs. The community affairs. Give me 1 second, Pastor. The community affairs, that's what we're looking at. We're not going to sit down and lie to the people, call all those big words, mission, big projects. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to deal with the community affairs. Then when we see we are progressing, then we're going to be adding them one by one. We make sure we have it, then we announce to the community. We're not going to promise you anything. What we are doing is already done. The clergy is in. The other professionals are in. So we're not looking forward to bringing anybody. Thank you.
Excellent. The people on social media are telling me they can't make up their minds who to vote for. So if you need a second debate, we'll work on that. Just let me know on Facebook or social media what you want us to do next.
I'll allow one more question, just one more question, because she's been holding for a long time. But Brenda,
okay,
please get to the point and just hit on the nail, hit the nail on the head.
Okay.
Yes, thank you so much, Pastor Nkama. My name is Brenda, and I've been in Dallas for close to 8 years now. And
yes,
I'm very, very keen in what is going on in our society, in our community per se, and this worries me a lot. My point will be on education, period. I mean, when people come from Zambia, they are so they are not enlightened about the American education. And I've heard people personally laughing and saying, people who go to community colleges, they've been going there forever. Why? Because they do not know the system. But if you have people to enlighten you, and those are some of the things as leaders you're supposed to be looking at. People, you get together, you look at people who know the system, to beat the system. If you have a particular program in mind, look at what the various schools are looking for. If they're looking for these subjects, there's no need for you to go there and take all the subjects that, for example, Richland is offering. But if you do not have advisors, you are going to end up in a community college for 5 or 6 years, and then you'll be wasting your time, and at the end, you are going to get discouraged. So we are not looking for leaders who are going to be fighting. We are looking for leaders who are going to be spearheading this project. It's not about who raised the more money, who made the more parties. It's about who is going to bring in people who are going to help the community. Look at the children. We have a lot of children from Zambia. Because of guidance, education-wise, they've gone astray because nobody's there to help them. Nobody's there to lead them. But let's identify people in the community so that those people can be acting as mentors. So we can mentor those children and then compete in the same levels like Nigerians. Nigerians, their kids are doing well, very well in school, very well in sport, but all we're going to be looking for are these parties. I mean, we can do something constructive. This is a challenge I'm giving to you, Melody and Peter. And you two are supposed to convince me and the other voter why we should vote for you. We want works.
Peter, before you respond, let me tell you about Peter and La Melody. What Brenda has said is generally the message I'm getting on social media. The people do not feel convinced. What we will do, the two of you, let's talk. I suggest we have a second debate on Thursday night, if that is okay with everybody. What I'm going to do is I'll just let people ask questions and let's solve it. Way forward as a community.
Yeah, let me answer Ms. Brent before we close.
Today. 20 seconds. We ran out of time. And I'll let Peter also respond in 20 seconds.
Okay. Ms. Brenda, like I said, in my manifesto, I have the, the thing talking about children being mentored. I'm going to talk about, I hope on this forum I can talk about church. I go to a church which has people that are professionals, and they are willing to help any children who want to be told career-wise. I have a daughter that is doing very well in corporate America. She came here when she was 12 years old. Because of my church people, she has been told exactly what to do, where to go. And I have those people in my hand, and I'm willing to use those people free of charge, not to be members of the church, please hear me right, just to help children who want to excel in this country. Thank
excellent.
You.
But Peter, 20 seconds.
Yeah, just to answer what Brenda asked, that's a very, very question, a very important question. The thing is, like I said before, I'm just going to be saying the same thing over and over, but it's okay, that's because that's the answer. We've already brought in this way forward group that's trying to get in for presidents. We have already involved, the clergy is already in. They volunteered. We are the same. We haven't changed. We are the same. They get involved. Those are good professionals. Like what Brenda asked, how are they going to, implement those things? We got professionals that we're going to sit down with on the 21st. After the 21st, we make a meeting. We're going to sit down with, our meetings are free. Any Zambians, no restrictions. We're going to bring them in, listen to their suggestions, then break it down, then we'll come with the conclusion. We have already brought in the profession, the so-called professionals in America. And one thing about Brenda, you need to know, yes, one last thing. One thing you need to know about Brenda, I respect your question, I respect what you are saying, and I understand. When you come to America, you leave Africa, you come for greener pastures. One, in the brackets, it's your personal life. We're not going to interfere in your personal life until you come to us. That's what I'm saying. The association is for emergency purposes. We're not going to interfere into your personal life in America. We're not going to do that. And that's what families are there for. They have their own personal lives, their own personal beliefs, where they go to church, what they do. Only when they call, that's when we get up. So we prepare ourselves with answers. We're going to wear a very huge hammer to answer those questions. Thank you very much, Ranata.
Excellent. Peter, Melody, thank you. Let me tentatively say we'll have a second and final debate on Thursday night at 10 p.m. if our liaise with the candidates. Zambia Block Talk Radio airs every Saturday morning starting at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, which I believe is 6 Pacific. And you can check your local listings on go to our Facebook page, Zambia Block Talk Radio, and we are on Twitter as well, Zambia Block Radio. You can get all the information there. For the Dallas community, if you are not convinced and you feel you need to, I apologize for not letting everybody ask the questions. We ran out of time. We shall do this again Thursday night. We'll publicize it on all the social media forum. Let me thank my colleague Twambo from Germany. I know it's very late at night. I appreciate you jumping in and helping me out here. I got
Twambo,
stuck
buy me a German jersey. No, German, buy me a German jersey, please.
I got stuck at work, and that's why we had all those complications at the beginning. But Melody and Peter, all the best. Let's talk in the week and see if we can have a second debate on Thursday night. Have a wonderful Sunday, everybody. God bless.
Nalema kulila misozi, nikayanga na banjalatu. Kupadwa sinabadwa mushe, koma lelo lipazulika. Nikale, sinangalapo kondwela. Lelo heka, tutikumbukila kweta chokela. Amai kubutika mutima, koma zoti tazisoa. Nimaona misozi masomu wake, nimavuto abale nimavuto. Wanga ineo, moyo wachinja mama neo. Ntawi zonte alikumowa, kudibe ntawio na kubanja. Kumwana hako kuipirendi, kuchitoko na mumufolo. Hamama inei, nizi wanda zota nizi. Taeza talema, na yuma pempelo. Atika pena sikulina, azati kumbukila oye. Chifu kwa lelo, bantu bonse basoweza ulemu. Atate imwe, atate imwe. Kale osangalala tuva ingatoki talema na pepo kapena mbale wanga azazi wakuti akula azazi otawa mavuto alimumanja mwake kapena zaziva kuti afuniko limba chifukwa ni mwamuna afuni kovuti kila banja. Kutini bambo wa nyumba, elo asata ewana, siungazi